Hello, hello. How's it going, everybody? This is Juice and Nacho. This is our review on BlurCon 2019. So, Nacho, how do you feel about BlurCon 2019?
BlurCon, it was pretty small. It was like a mom and pops like con. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it was.
Like for black folks, quote unquote.
Yeah. We saw a lot of black folks.
Man. I was loving it.
I saw a lot of ash. You dogged me about the ash, but I saw a lot of ash out there.
Ash.
And I was an ash hole.
And look, you asked me about it.
Yeah, I was.
But if you love beautiful black women.
And beautiful white women also were there.
It was a lot.
We like black dad.
It's just the fact that it's called BlurCon. You feel like you know what I'm saying?
Once you build it, they will come.
When I told people I was going to BlurCon, oh, so you're a black nerd? I'm a nerd. I'm going to a con. I ain't never looked at that shit neither.
Because I'm actually a blur, but I am not like any of these motherfuckers. Okay.
It was diversity.
But when they put the LBSQ, whatever the fuck, the QWERTY shit out there, I was just like, why is that so fucking important? Like, why? Over them BlurCon. The whole thing with BlurCon was to emphasize that, you know what I'm saying, black people can cosplay. That was actually the premise.
Yeah, that's more so what it's about.
But
because they would always get on people like the whole thing about it was the Little Mermaid.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they dog
now,
Little Mermaid.
Now black people can actually cosplay as Little Mermaid.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? In a sense of, oh, well, I'm not just the black Little Mermaid. Nah, I'm actually the Little Mermaid.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not black Goku. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I used to have websites back in the day.
You know what I'm saying? You know that.
Yeah, I remember that shit.
But you don't gotta say I'm black Goku.
Yeah.
And he was legit, like that.
It was just the whole thing, the whole experience was, it was a small venture. I appreciated the idea, but the funding. We went to the game room. The game room was actually very small. They had the game room and the dance room was the same thing. We had a lot of black motherfuckers. That makes a lot of energy.
It was a hot box.
The bitches was they was twerking their ass and I want to put my finger in that motherfucker, and it's just the whole fucking thing. And then it's just like, I don't know. So, and Patrick was enjoying watching the sights.
He don't eat
butt.
Chocolate Chun Li is my favorite. They was out there.
But the whole thing was, is that, as far as games, now Smash.
And see, when I go to a con, I automatically think games. You know what I'm saying?
The game room was...
And the merchant's room was some ass.
Yeah, it was.
The art room was pretty good. It had a lot of nice art. I seen some cool comics.
I wasn't going to put my money, though. But There's an atmosphere.
And me personally, I can't support because I don't got money. You know what I mean? So, it's like, at the end of the day, they're going to buy
But if you did, mean? Would you buy that shit?
Would I have bought that comic, that starter?
No. That was the only interesting there. And it's just interesting there.
There's a couple other ones. I saw the Sands jump.
The Black Sands?
Whatever it was called. I don't remember what it was called. But it's basically about Egypt and shit. But it was like an anime. I seen a fight scene and it actually looked kind of good.
It's just fan fiction to me.
But I'm not about to buy it, no. Because I haven't bought a manga in years.
Yeah, I wasn't about to buy it for
you
me.
You know, I haven't bought a lot of shit.
I would have bought a print for my room, a picture.
Those pictures were nice, a lot of good artwork. But I didn't see nothing that really made me like...
Now, the nerd in me wanted to buy Yui and... And the fucking Naruto joint.
That shit was tight.
And the Naruto vest. I wanted to buy that shit so. But, I didn't. You know what I'm saying? I can resist.
It's wasting money.
it was funding. The funding is not, it's not as much as not as much as Otakon or Katsu. Katsu is so much bigger.
With Katsu and Otakon, the thing with those cons is you're able to do other things while you wait.
Yes.
While you wait for the panels or whatever, the merchants from our lobby, you're able to spend more money.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Instead of walking around the whole thing in 30 minutes.
This shit was just small.
Like, we walked around the whole con in an hour and was done.
And it was done. And it was just...
And then the games, we played NBA Jam for like... 30 minutes. That was the highlight of our night. You know what I'm saying?
Turbo.
I was doggy out with Patrick Ewing.
Yeah. And then Jamal came back by myself.
And then we played. Fuck that
little boy. Fuck that little boy.
We couldn't even do overtime.
No, we couldn't even do overtime. I wanted to play some real Street Fighter, but they wasn't even like she trying to fuck with that shit. But whatever, it is what it is. BlurCon, I'll give it. I'm not gonna rate it yet.
I respect what they're doing with it though. It's more so a mental thing, to where, because black folks, they always felt like they couldn't be
nerds, quote unquote. So yeah, that's why I thought I had to represent.
They felt like
I thought I had to represent.
They always gotta be cool.
Me being a blur, and as you said earlier, white man that sounds like a black man, and Jamal's the black man that sounds like a white man. You know what I'm saying? That vice versa. I thought I had to represent my demographic. But I went up there, no. That's not my demographic at all.
No. Those were legit, like, bamas from the streets that just didn't want to admit that they like anime.
Yeah, that's all it was. You know, and it was like, all right.
A bunch of women that like anime that didn't want to admit it.
Yeah.
They wanted the horror out.
It was a closet. You know, it was a closeted anime the fans.
White women at the other cons, they just in the house all day, act very conservative. Next thing you know, they go to a con with their ass out.
Yeah.
And they want to talk about, oh, yeah, they touched me.
Oh, yeah, I seen that shit.
You have naked. Trying to fly around like you're Morgan.
And do you know what Morgan is?
She's a fucking succubus.
Side story.
What the fuck do you want?
Side story.
You
want to
get touched tonight?
Side story, sir. So I went to Anime USA one day. I'm not gonna say who I went with, but the people I went with, the female of the group, decided that after we went into the room and we was just tired, we was done doing this since 8 a.m. It was 8 p.m. We was tired. We was done. We was watching Drugs Inc. and some more shit. Doing like normal guy shit, playing Magic, watching Drugs Inc., which is a good night to me. She's like, no, we gotta see the sights. We gotta see the sounds. We gotta see everybody. We gotta see the cosplayers. She went out that motherfucker. Man. Took two pictures. Motherfucker touched her butt. She came running back in here so fast. Fuck her hotel room. So, So it's just like, when do you draw the line? Yeah, I keep having to give them to stop doing that shit too. Like, what the fuck is that? I can cut it. But yeah, so my whole thing is that with this whole demographic, we're in a weird era where actually nerds actually control a lot of modern culture nowadays.
I mean, what they told us when we were young was to be a nerd. Because when you get older, you're going to have more money.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You sacrifice your fun until you get older, which is real shit. But then today, we live in a society where it doesn't work like that.
No.
You know what I'm saying? It's we don't want to help each other out. Where this is why I can respect this, because at the end of the day, it's making a lot of people come out the closet of being a nerd. You know what I mean?
Then vice versa, coming out of closet being gay.
That too. It actually, because you're able to express yourself.
Oh, yeah, we saw one cuz with the...
So this little motherfucker walked across the street, right?
Yeah, we saw actual Porky the Pig. A gay one. He said, that's how, folks.
He walked by smiling and shit. Trying to look us in the eyes and shit. I looked away. It made me very uncomfortable. I'm cool with my comfortability, my sexuality, but that motherfucker made me very uncomfortable.
Yeah, I mean,
I just don't, you know.
When did they talk about the straight man dealing with this shit? It's hard. Y'all ruled the world for so long. And it's like, no, it's just like, we fuck with you. You stop fucking with us. Like, shit like that fucks with us. I just be cool. You know what I'm saying? Don't fucking walk out like you. Don't dress like Misty.
You could be flamboyant all you want, bro, but you know, like, chill out. Like, cause when we flamboyant about our sexuality and we touching bitches' ass or being yeah, being what's it called?
That's
what's it called?
Too much.
When you act, you know, you just try to be misogynistic. Is that the word?
Nah, I mean, you know what? Misogyny is a thing.
What's
the
word I'm looking for? You know what I'm saying? Why is masculine, not masculine, but...
Well, that toxic masculinity is the word they throw around nowadays.
That's not what I'm trying to get to.
Yeah,
but
no.
I guess. Because
in my
opinion, toxic masculinity is you trying to be the alpha male to the umpteen, to the point where anybody try you or you feel some kind of way.
Me back in the day, back when I was in middle school, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter who you were, or no matter who you were or who you are, or you know what I'm saying? I feel like I fucked that up, but whatever. When they actually, I bet you want to touch Shauna on her ass. That's it. I just touch Shauna on her ass. I slap the shit out of Shauna's ass. I slap on her ass and get dogged by like five girls. And then the next day, hey Jamal. And it's just like it's a weird thing. And that's what I'm used to growing up with. You know what I'm saying? Taking that after that is trying to like you. And they calling their little Jamal. And it was like, it was just weird. You know what I'm saying?
And that's why
nowadays,
that's why going through high school and school in general, it was weird for me. Because I felt like all the little bitches wanted me, but none of them acted like you. But if I show them a little bit of attention and show another bitch attention, they get mad at me.
Yeah.
And they start fucking with me all together, but it's like, I didn't know it was like that. Well, I thought we were just friends, we just talking.
Yeah, motherfuckers now bumping balls.
You know what I'm saying?
Just like,
I ain't fucked no girl from my school. But they act like we was fucking, or we was together or something. Then the day all I did was, you know what I'm saying, be friends. And them bitches acting like, you know.
But it is,
and then the bitches I would touch their ass, they would just stop talking to me. So that didn't work for Pat.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They just shun my ass.
Oh, yeah, no, I smacked their ass. That's what I used to do.
I got shot.
And they got me in trouble, 2000s. Well, that's another story. But still, it's that mentality that was instilled in us. That it takes a long time to drain out of us. And so dealing with BlurCon and seeing all their ass out like that, and I feel like these motherfuckers are out here, you know what I'm saying, showing the ass because they feel like a nerd is not going to do nothing. You're not going to touch me. You're not going to do anything. You're not going to talk to me differently. You're not going to do anything. That's why I was afraid to make a move. Because of the Me Too movement, one, also, is that we were dealing with a different demographic. This is actually my perfect demographic. This is the shit that I like. This is shit that I love. You know what I'm saying? Nerd culture. So, when we was there, all the bitches were actually just scary as a motherfucker. They were just scared. They were intimidated. Everybody was intimidated. Now, I don't know if you guys know, me and Patrick are not in the best shape. But our demeanors are very, very different from those at BlurCon. So, our presence is out there. It's like, what's that one? I was like Itachi and Kisame.